Welcome, good people. John M. Schrader here. Welcome to my world, Trespassing Allowed, A-L-O-U-D. I'm very excited to be here with you today. Are you ready to be rocked? Yes, this is my first podcast. And am I nervous? Absolutely not. My number one rule, the first time you do anything in your life, you get a mulligan. It's kind of like your virgin flight. So here we go. What will this podcast be about? If you do not like to laugh, then this probably is not for you. If you dwell on the negative side of life and people, you'll be annoyed with how upbeat we are. If you prefer condemnation over a sincere conversation, this may be difficult to hear. There are two sides to every story. If you don't agree, please find a one-sided podcast you can agree with. If you value a sincere apology, then stick around. God, yeah, we'll talk about him a little bit. I will not judge you if you're struggling with him or her or them. Your spirituality is between you and your spirit, so we may go there sometimes. I am an expert on my opinion, but know that I will also try my very best to understand yours. Over the course of the next 8 episodes, you will hear at least 2 sincere apologies. How to use CPR to save lives? No, not that CPR. 25 reasons why owning your own business will bring you freedom you can't imagine. Inside stories from a lifetime of sports fans and athletes, and a whole bunch of outrageous incidents you just cannot make up. Why a podcast and why now? Everybody does a podcast, right? Well, honestly, a few years ago, one of my 5 groups of friends, they identified me as Chief Talks a Lot, of which I agree. So to give that group a break from my pontifications, questions, jokes, late arrivals, incantations, heated debates, and unique idiosyncrasies, I finally told my wife it was time to tell the world a few hundred stories that are mostly true. My second group of friends I met at a college campus, they made me pledge to become a pledge, the Sigma Tau Gamma fraternity. I learned the Greek alphabet so well, I could repeat it 3 times before the match would burn my fingers. Greek life, yeah, more to come. A third group of friends I've met over the last 35 years. As a landscape company, I met many business associates, amazing customers, but most importantly were my employees, the guys that really made me very grateful to be their boss and what they did for me. The fourth group of friends, I call them my unfun friends. These are people I trust very much. I trust them with my life, my finances, shoot, most of my family. I meet these people a couple times a year. What I like about these people is they tell me what I need to hear, not just what I want to hear, and that's very important. And finally, the last group, nearly 10,000 people that I have met, had fun conversations with. Shoot, they probably don't even realize we're friends, but I really hope that we get to see each other again someday. I believe I may never retire. Tammy says I need to find someone else to talk to, so that would be you. Sound like fun? Then stick around. This will be a podcast where boundaries are meant to be crossed, stories are meant to be shared, and laughter is the best way to navigate life's unexpected detours.